Chapter 11. Lucy's Necklace. Soldiers pull down buildings with ropes and hooks. They try to make a space to stop the fire spreading. But the strong wind blew wood and ash across the open space and onto the straw roofs of the houses on the other side. These roofs soon burst into flames and the fire spread. The wind was too strong. The boys reached Black Raven Alley and ran down it. Molly and her mother were still there with the cart.
"Where's Lucy?" asked Robert.
"She's gone to find a boat," said Molly.
"But the price for the boat will be too high now," said her mother.
Toby told his mother that they did not find Uncle Oliver and Aunt Bess. She shook her head.
"What will happen to us now?" she said quietly.
"Look!"
Robert exclaimed. He pointed to the bridge. The wooden houses on the bridge were on fire. People were jumping off the bridge into the water. The river was crowded with boats trying to escape from the burning bridge. The houses in the alley started to catch fire. Flame soon spread towards the riverbank. Suddenly, Lucy appeared.
"Come, quickly," she said. "I promised to pay the boatman my silver necklace to take us across the river. Hurry, or someone else will have the boat."
The children pushed the cart towards the boat. People were trying to give the boatman money to use his boat, but he liked Lucy's necklace. He knew it was worth a lot of money. The boatman helped Toby's mother to get into the boat. Then he helped them put their things in. There was just enough room left for the children. They all sat on the cart. At last, they were ready to row across the river.
"Shall we go home?" Robert said to Lucy. "They will be all right now without us."
"Let's wait until they are safely across the river, shall we?"
"That's what I wanted you to say," Robert said with a grin.
The boatmen began to row. The wind made the water rough. Molly felt sick and held onto her mother. When they reached the middle of the river, they looked back at the burning city. Clouds of black smoke filled an orange-red sky. The children could still feel the heat of the flames. All along the riverbank there were crowds of people looking for boats to take them and their things to safety.
"It'll be much worse than this," said Lucy. "Soon, 3/4 of London will be on fire. This is only the start of it."